Maya Rabbeisai, this week is the first of the 7 weeks in which Chazal instituted saying Haftiris with the theme of Nechama, consolation over the Chuban, beginning with this week's Haftira, which starts with the rousing call of the Novi, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomer Elikechem. And every thinking individual has the question, what is the inyan of Nechama? How do we find consolation while we're still in Golis? Tisha B'Av is behind us, and yet the Churban is still very real, very stark. How in the middle of Golis can we still find Nechama? Isn't the time for Nechama lo'asid lovei bizman bias ha-Mashiach? This takana of Chazal makes it clear, as the Chasam Sofer is medayik in the Gemara, Kol hamis abul al Yerushalayim, he who mourns for Yerushalayim, zeche v'roya b'nechmosa or b'simchosa. It doesn't say, says the Chasam Sofer, yizke v'yira, he will be fortunate in the future. Zeche v'roya, in the Golis, one can also find consolation of sorts. He can see with a clarity that even though Mashiach is not yet here, he's on the way. He can feel the footsteps of Mashiach and find consolation in the security that afal pi sheyisma meya im kol ze'achak le b'chol yom sheyovei. To give a simple muscle and analogy from today's world, imagine a father and child traveling by car from Toronto to New York. It's a long trip. And after a few hours, the father suddenly starts having misgivings. Maybe I'm going the wrong way. I'm going in a different direction. And he says to the child, look out. You know what New York looks like. You know the outline of New York. See if we can see any sign of New York. The child looks. He sees nothing that resembles New York. They're both very anxious. After a minute or two, the father sees a sign. The sign says New York, 70 miles. And he says to the son with a calmness, we're going on the right way. The son, who can't read, says to the father, what did you see that tells you we're on the right way? The father says to the son, you can't read signs. You're not old enough yet. For you, you only see New York when you actually see New York. But for someone who can read the signs, even when he's long away, far, far from New York, he can see the signs that tell him New York is on the way. Rabbi Yisai Kolam is Abel al Yerushalayim. Anyone who connects with Tzion v'Yerushalayim in the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, in Erev Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, feels pangs of longing for Yerushalayim. He learns the signs, and he learns how to read the signs. And paradoxically, it's the one who mourns Yerushalayim that merits feeling in the Golis the joy of knowing that Mashiach im Yitzah Hashem, afal pi sheyisma meya, im kol ze'achak le b'chol yom sheyovei. There are many signs, even in the desolate world that we live in, that Hashem is Baruch Hashkoche is with us. The le ma'astim v'le ge'altim, which the Gemara says, Hamaditzi lahem beis rebi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us yeshivas, kailim, moistis of Torah and Yerushamayim, in a generation that would have seemed so unlikely to merit such an abundance of Torah. This is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, le ma'astim v'le ge'altim. And maybe this is the pasuk at the end of Eicha, Lama lanetzach tishkachinu ta'azveinu la'erich yomim. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu kekedem. And we finish off with a pasuk seemingly on a sour note, ki emois miastonu katzavta aleinu ad ma'oid. The Navi doesn't end on a bad note. Maybe the pasuk saying, Lama lanetzach tishkachinu, why this cycle of tzoros and then revach, which shows us that Hashem is Baruch is with us. If that's the case, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. Ki imuris miastanu had chalina, you'd become disgusted with us. Katzafta aleinu ad ma'id, you would have shown much more anger than you show us. We see signs of your warmth and your love for us. Hashem Baruch should bring us the Gula Shleima. One of the signs are the amount of things that Chazal say in Golas represent symbols of connection with Inyanim that were in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This year, Rabbeisai, I found a Yalkut that I wasn't aware of before, and like a number of Divrei Chazal, Chazal have a koyach of his oiris that sometimes you don't even know what the real meaning of the Chazal is, and yet it's ma'oiri you. And this Chazal is one of those Divrei Chazal. The Yalkut says on this week's Parsha, and something very interesting and illuminating, that the mitzvah of Krishma, Krishma Shal Shachar, Krishma Shal Erev, the two Krishmas that we say a day, the Yalkut says a startling chiddush, they are keneged, they are a b'mkoim, the Tomet Shal Shachar and the Tomet Shal Erev. Moshel Lechochem Shahoye Le Ben. There was once a wise man who had a son who was very mechabed him. V'hoye ma'aloloi shtei sudas b'chol yoyim achas b'beike v'achas b'erev. The son used to bring a delicious meal for his father in the morning and in the afternoon, twice a day. Bizman Chazal, they only ate two meals a day. And this was his way of showing respect for his father. Acha yomim, days passed. Roa ha-chochem es b'noi sheheni. The chochem saw that his son had become poor. V'loi ha-yoyochel lasis k'shem sh'ayalomet. He couldn't keep up this custom. And he felt an anguish that he couldn't be mechabed his father. Korolei Aviv, his father called him over, V'omolei B'ni, my son, Yedea ani she'ein b'cho koyach la'isen shtei sudas ha'yisa mevili. I know that you don't have the capacity anymore to bring me those two sudas. I want you to do something else. Eini mevakish memcho, elo, she'tehesh she'mea oisi deirish b'beis ha'knesses b'eis pa'omim b'yayim. I say a drosha twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. I want you to come and hear my drosha. For who arively, that will be as sweet to me, like the breakfast and supper that you used to give me. Tach oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. L'sha'ova ha'yisim makrivin le'shtei pomim b'yayim es ha'kevis ha'chotas v'abayka v'gayma. You used to bring me tomet shal shacha, tomet shal erev. Golu v'yodu alafonai shebeis ha'migdash osid l'chorev mekan v'elech i'atim yechelim l'hakrif kabonis. I know there'll be a time when you won't be able to be makriv kabonis. So I've instituted a chiv to say Krishma twice a day, and then even after the chub, mevakish ani tmurosim. Unbelievable words. Tmurosim shol kabonis, this will be a substitute for the kabonis. Shma Yisro b'erev, Shma Yisro b'erev, v'oyle lefona yese mikol ha'kabonis. Amazing. The Medrash is very ma'ira, but the exact understanding of the Moshel and the analogy to the Nimshel requires explanation. Here, Rabbeisai, I would like to share with you an incredible vote that the Svasema said over 100 years ago. And the Imre Emes, with great hispilus, his son, wrote this to somebody, a chavrusa, out of town, and he wrote that this vote is something that the person has to really think into. After Mises Nodav v'Aviu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to his Nodav Aviyu's brothers, Alozav Yisoma, you should go further with the Avedis HaKadosh, v'achichem kol beis Yisroel yivku es asreifa ashasaraf Hashem. Your brothers, Klal Yisrael, they should cry for the great Sreifa. The simple pshat is that they should cry in Havelus, and you should continue. The Sfasema said there's another deeper meaning to this posik, a more poignant meaning. Sometimes when a great man is nifter, we don't feel so keenly the loss, because we don't realize how much he elevated the generation. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, you at this point cannot even begin to fathom how much Nodav Aviyu, with their sublime level of Avas Hashem, with their mysterious nefesh for Dveikus B'Hashem Isborach, with which they wanted to lead and elevate the whole generation, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Oma Echad L'Chaveri Mosa Yimusu Shnez Keinim Alolu V'Ani V'Yato Naniges Adair. Nodav Aviyu wanted to bring the world to a much higher level of Avas Hashem, Bekavosim Lifnei Hashem VeYomusu. They were part of the generation and now they were Nifta. You can't begin to realize how much you're missing and how much of the Madrega that you had was because of Nadav Avihu. There'll come occasions in the future, critical occasions, when you'll begin to realize that this will symbolize to you the loss of Nadav Avihu. You don't have it yet. It'll take time. When was that occasion? Svasema said something incredible. At the end of Balak, the Pasuk says that Zimri ben Salu did something unspeakable. He came in front of Moshe, he brought this gaita and he wanted to do an avera. And at that point, Klal Yisrael cried. The Targum Yonason says something amazing. Ve'inun bachyan ve'karyan shma. As they cried, they said Krishma. It needs explanation. But the Sfasema says Ve'hema Boichim means they cried. And what was their cry? Yivku es asreifa shesorof Hashem. We are missing Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu had such a profound love for the Ribbono Shel Olam that their love spilt over to Klal Yisrael. There could not be such a thing in Klal Yisrael when Nadav Avihu were alive, as someone showing an Ava Zora, an Ava Psula, Tshukas Zoris, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. This could not happen. They demanded from the generation, their Metzias demanded such a high level of Avas Hashem that this could have never happened. Ve'hema Beichim, this Bechia, says the Svasemis, was the Bechia which Moshe Rabbeinu alluded to when he said, Kol Achechim, Kol Beis Yisrael, Yivku Es Hasreifa Shesorof Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, let us add to this Bederech Drush. Why did they lay in Krishma? The essence of Krishma, Rabbi Yisai, the Paiskim say that in Krishma we have 248 words. Together with the emes that we say at the end of Krishma, Hashem Elokeichem, emes, keneged the remach evorim, and as the Sifri Adrush say, ve'atem hadveikim ba'Hashem Elokeichem, ve'atem oisiyas emes, when emes is dveikim ba'Hashem Elokeichem, then chayim kulchem ayayim, then all the remach evorim have a chiyas. The remach evorim are keneged the remach mitzvahs asei. We have in Torah, Reish Mem Ches Mitzvahs Haseh and Shin Samachay Mitzvahs Lois Haseh. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro says, why is an Haseh Deicha Lois Haseh? Because an Haseh represents doing Rotz Hashem, which is a symbol of our Ava for Hashem. Lois Haseh is Yira. Ava is greater than Yira. Therefore, an Haseh is Deicha Lois Haseh. But Derech Drush, maybe we could add that the Eishes Chayil, which is Meramez on Torah, Gemalathu Toiv Veloira. Torah gives us Toiv, Mitzvah Sasei, Veloira, and teaches us not to do evil, which is Mitzvah Lei Sasei. Ko Yimechayel. Dorosho Tzemer Ufishtim. With Dorish, the Inyan of Tzemer, Tzitzis Beklayim, which teaches us that Asei is Deicha Lei Sasei, Vatas Bechefetz Kapeho, we learn the importance of Ava, of doing Mitzvah Asei Bezrizis. Krishma is the essence of Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshcho b'chol meidecho. When a person says Krishma, he is mekabel on himself a yoke of Avas Hashem b'li gvul. And the Remach Teva is the Reish Mem Ches Tevas, which are connected to the Reish Mem Ches Mitzvah Sasei, represents our Kabbalah of every possible Shah to Avas Hashem. There are 248 Sha'orim. Each Mitzvah Sasei is another gateway to Avas Hashem. We want them all. Va'atem Advekim Ba'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Ayem. Every Aver is Nizen from another connection with Avas Hashem. This is the Avodah of Krishma. When they saw that Nadav Avihu are so poignantly missing from Klal Yisrael, the Avas Hashem that they represented is missing, they jumped, they wanted a connection with Nadav Avihu's Madrega, they wanted to relive the days when Nadav Avihu were with us. And what did they do? Inun Bachyun Vekarian Shema. And this Rabbi Yisai B'derech Drush, we could say, the Mashal says on the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara says Kol Akeira Krishma Al Mitosi Mazikin Bedelin Mimenu Shenema Remes Kel Begrenim Vechera Papias Biyodim. The Maharsha says Hakeira Krishma Al Mitosi. When a person lies Al Mitosi and he could Chalila have Machshav Ezoris, that's a time to be Keira Krishma, to be Mekabel Avas Hashem Beligvul. And when you're Mekabel Avas Hashem, the Mazikin Al Bedelim Mimenu. This is Krishma. The Cherev Pipiyas Biyodim, that's the higher level of Kanoim Poikim Boy, that's the ultimate Madrega of Avas Hashem. Klal Yisrael, all together, were Mekabel Avas Hashem Beli Gvul, to be Mesak in the Pirates of the Zimri Ben Solo was bringing into Klal Yisrael. Reimah Meis Kel Begrainam, the Heimah Beichim Pesach Oil Meid. Vaya Pinchas ben Alozer ben Aaron Akoyin vayokam mitecha Eda. He represented as an ambassador of the whole of Klal Yisrael. He was vayokam mitecha Eda. He took the level of Avos Hashem, which Gans Klal Yisrael had been inspired by this story to be mekabel tshuva on the Indian of Avos Hashem. He took that vayikach reimach biyodei reimach reish mem ches. He took the Reish Mem Ches Shalom of Abbas Hashem, which Klal Yisrael had been Mekabel, B'yodai. He went to the next level of the Cherev Pepiyas B'yodam, and this was Kanoim Poigimboy. And Kama Nofloim Advorim, that the Medrash says, the Rambam brings it from a Medrash Ki Yadua, and we have it in Zohar HaKodesh, that when Pinchas killed Zimri, Nisabraboy Nishmas Nodav Aviyu, as it says in the Pasuk, Pinchas ben Alozer ben Aaron, Pinchas became ben Aaron, Pinchas had the neshama of Nadav Aviyu, because there was such a tshuka to come back to the level that Nadav Aviyu wanted from Klal Yisrael, that Nadav Aviyu, so to speak, came back to life through this ultimate level of Reim Meskel B'Greinam, the Cherev Pipiyas B'Yodam. Saying Krishma twice a day represents our Avas Hashem B'li Metzorim. What was the Korban Tomid, and what was so special about it, and what was so unique about it, that the beginning of our remembering Churban Beis Hamikdash in the 3 weeks starts with Shivas B'Tamas Butal HaTomid. When a person brings a Korban, it represents his own Madrega. When Klal Yisrael brings a Korban Tzibur, the whole of Klal Yisrael together rises to an incredible level to be Makriv, a representation of their Ava for the Rebbeinu Shleilim. This is understandable on a sublime occasion, a Yom Kippur, maybe a Shabbos, a Yontif. But every day, Boikev Erev, Klal Yisrael was on such a level that they showed their Ava to Hashem Esborch, they showed their Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by bringing and being Mechaber Hashem Esborch, Lachmi Le'ishai, Reach Nichechi, like the Ben in the Medrash who brings a food for his father in the morning and for at night, so kibbe yochel b'derech moshel, Klal Yisrael brought to the Rebbeinu Shleilim a korban which represents the Ava of whole of Klal Yisrael, and this was the Avas Hashem that we're missing after Churban Beis Hamikdash. In the moshel, the father says to the son, you can't be mechabed me anymore by giving me meals. You can't afford that. You don't have the potential to be able to do that. But if you want to show me respect, when I speak and you come and listen, that's another way of showing me respect. You're not giving me anything. You're not giving me what I need. You can't afford that. But you're showing me respect, and I'll accept that as a substitute, being that you can't do more than that. And this is what Hashem Yisbarach tells us in Golus. If we can say Krishma twice a day, if we can say Krishma twice a day, but not just being reading from a Siddur, just saying the words, that clearly is not what the Medrash is talking about, but saying with a Dveikus B'Hashem Yisbarach, an Avas Hashem. I once heard from my uncle, Rebbe Elie Steinbuch, Zecheinu Levroche, from Antwerp. He said something unbelievable to me. He said, The Shulchan Aruch writes about the importance of davening and says that a person can reach a level of his pashtus agashmis of being totally unaware of himself. And my uncle said, you know, in our generation, that's very hard. to even begin to fathom such a madrigal of his Pashtus HaGashmis. He said, I saw it twice. And the second time he saw it, he said, was a normal weekday. He was in Bnei Brak, and he went into the Chazon Ish. He said there was barely a minyan davening there, and it was Maariv. And he looked at the Chazon Ish as the Chazon Ish started saying Krishma. His face was burning with Avas Hashem. And he said the words, V'yohavta es Hashem arekecho, b'chol levovcho, u'b'chol nafshcho, u'b'chol ma'idecho. My uncle said, I turned away because I was sure he was going to be nifter. I felt such a klois ha'nefesh of Avas Hashem. That, to my mind, was my understanding of his pashtus ha'gashmias. Ashrei ayin ros azois, ashrei oizen shom azois. This is the Avas Hashem that represents our level of keneged atmidim. Hashem is Baruch shows us that he's not lema'astim v'legealtim. You're too poor, so to speak. You can't bring what you used to bring at b'shas shebis hamikdash ha'yakayim. You don't have the potential to bring these two kabonis of tmidim, this lachmi le'ishai. But show me respect by listening to me, by being makabul. V'yohavta es Hashem arkecho b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshcho b'chol ma'idecho. These are dvorim nefloim in the Zahiris, in the inyan of Krishma. How important it is, of course, to be medaktik in Zman Krishma, that's dvorim pshutim. The Gemara says, kola rogel likris Krishma, opa machas leikor, keilu leikor miyomov. It's not just an isolated incident if chalila, a person misses Krishma, but all the Krishmas of a person's life are mitzitarif. They're boikev erev. This is a gewaldige schus for Klal Yisrael, and this represents our connection with the Tmidim. What Chazal say about the Tmidim is unbelievable. Tzedek yolim bo ve'atam eratzchim. Chazal say, Tzedek yolim bo me'olam le'lona odam b'Yerushalayim v'chait b'yodei. A person didn't go through a day in Yerushalayim with a chait, because if he was chait b'yayim, the Tomet Shal Erev was Mechapa. If he was chayta by night, the Tomet Shal Shachar was Mechapa. The Tmidim of morning and night were makif and enveloped all the kabonis in between. Halel Hashlim Kola Kabonis Kulam. And this level, the Medrash, the Yalkut's being Megala, the Seid Nifla, that we can have a connection with this. But a Tmura, as the Medrash says, a substitute for the Kabonis Shal Shachar's Vahavis, if we're Kaira Krishma B'Kavona, B'Dveikas U'Ba'ava, Hashem is Baruch should give us the capacity and the understanding to be from those who are dvekim by Hashem is Baruch, who are makabel avas Hashem, rim miskil bigreinam. We live in a generation where there's a lot of cherev pipias biyodim. That's not our avodah right now. Our avodah is rim miskil bigreinam. To be makabel avas Hashem, bekrishma, bekavona, bedvekis, and emyitza Hashem, Hashem is Baruch will be v'yochein amam yachdim shmoy erev aveike b'chol yim tamed v'aymrim shmai Yisroel ba'ava. And Hashem is Baruch will be yochish gul aseinu v'ptus nafshenu. Loi ma'astim v'loi ge'altim ki yemoyis mi'astonu katsavta oleinu ad ma'oid. Hashiveinu Hashem elecho v'nashuvo chadeish yomeinu kikedem agresi shekerich rabbi yisai kol tuv unget Shabbos.